Blog Talk Radio.
It's hip hop stock exchange radio. Let's take a walk down the memory. Puffin' on the air while my niggas hit the Hennessy. Niggas claim we friends, but really ain't a friend of me. Try and hit my top in a drop like Kennedy. They just send the headshots, try and make their legs pop. I'm between his girl legs, try and make a bed rock. Plus they see me floss when I pull up at that red spot. Dad's got the game all locked like a dreadlock. Real tight, try and feed the fan with a meal weight. Cause I remember nights when I had to hold that seal tight just to get a dollar, hustle for a buck. Now I'm swimming in the money and I'm thinking this is luck. Tell me what it is, cause I just can't get enough of this feeling that I'm feeling, and it's feeling like a rush. Hush, this is secret society. Devil what my soul, demons try and keep their eye on me.
I move with the RC and y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking Kundalini higher than a deity. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't eat with me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me. I move with the RC and y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking Kundalini higher than a deity. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't eat with me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me.
I'm like the ladies with the stars. Immaculate conception, Brady with the yards, no interceptions. All the bulls on call for murder weapons. Awards of foreign cars off of time invested. A mill well respected. Holy Grail, that's white Hennessy. Rolling up, Kundalini, that's that sour D. 36 ounces, all for my faculty. New York minute, gotta think rapidly. Planets in my solar system, holy gas for me. I could do for libation, ass spirit trap for me. I live nonfiction, yeah, brought the facts for me. Time is my currency, yeah, fuck your salary. Black stutter, Freemason, pimps and matrix. So blatant, I track money, don't chase it. Burnt stones floating all in my bracelet. Beam of flowing, we the chosen, moving in a spaceship.
I move with the RC and y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking Kundalini higher than a deity. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't eat with me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me. I move with the RC and y'all ain't seeing me. I'm smoking Kundalini higher than a deity. If it ain't top shelf, nah, they can't eat with me. If you ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak.
You ain't talking wealth, nah, don't speak to me.
Speak to me.
Get it, baby. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my let's
get it, baby. Fire, fire right there. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. You know how we do every Wednesday, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. It's the God Ben Frank. Got the lovely Linda calling in a minute. Got a great show for you tonight. We got the Workaholics calling in, man. The Workaholics, up and coming marketing company, man. All indie artists that need promotions and need marketing. Y'all need that good promo in your life if you're doing music. The Workaholics definitely got you. They're going to be calling in a minute. You know how we do, man. We got the rundown a little later. We got the hip-hop news, the global politics news, the economics news, everything that goes on in the world. We build on that on the show. That's what we do every Wednesday. You know how we do. You know, having a little technical difficulties with the computer earlier in the show today, so we just gonna build for a little while until we get, you know, the turntables back up and running. That's all good. Don't know how we do up here. Definitely. Shout out to all the listeners, man, that hold us down every week, man. We get a lot of archive listeners, a lot of listeners that tune into the show. You know, might be a show from a week ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Even shows from months ago people tune into. Definitely one love to all y'all, man. We really, really appreciate all the support, man. If you can't listen in live every Wednesday, it's all gravy, man. If you want to listen to our archive show, you know, we definitely, you know, interview a lot of great guests, man, over the last couple months. And Hip Hop Stock Exchange been running for about 3 years now, so we had a lot of great guests, man, a lot of great guests, you know, specializing in different aspects of entertainment. You know, we interview marketing companies, we interview A&Rs, we interview DJs. We interview music video directors. We interview accountants, you know what I'm saying? Cats that need, you know, that good accountant, the numbers right. We interview accountants so you don't get your taxes all fucked up. You know what I'm saying? We interview lawyers before, entertainment lawyers we interview. So, you know, it's a little something everything, man. It's Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. That's what it's all about, man, because there's a million internet radio stations out there, you know what I'm saying? Hip hop internet radio stations out there. Shout out to all of y'all, man. But, you know, we try to do something different here. We try to interview people, you know, instead of interviewing just artists, we try to interview people that work behind the scenes in the music industry so that, you know, they can give you some advice, you know what I'm saying? Lead you in the right direction. You know what I'm saying? All the indie artists that listen in, definitely. They interview a lot of great guests. They give a lot of good advice, man. Definitely, man. A lot of times we ask the same questions and just get different answers just based on, you know, different aspects of who we're interviewing. And it's really interesting if you, you know, take the time to listen to all our shows, man. We had a lot of great guests on the show. Definitely got to say much love to all the indie artists that rock with us, man. Got so many indie artists that rock with us, man. So many, I can't even name them all, man. It's just so many. Y'all know who y'all are. We play y'all music pretty much every week. Y'all know how we do. You know what I'm saying? Keep on sending your music. All indie artists that's tuning in, you know, that hit us up on Twitter, that might, you know, hit us up on Facebook, send your music in. The music's hot. We gon' play it. If the music ain't hot, we ain't gon' play it. It's just what it is. You keep it real, like, you know what I'm saying? If it ain't hot, we gon' say, yo, send us another joint. You know what I'm saying? If everybody at the radio show ain't feeling it, you know what? Send us a different song. Send us another song. We want to hear what else you got. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that song that you want to put out first ain't the hottest, and you got another song in your catalog that's maybe better than that one. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's good to send a radio show more than one song. You never know. You know what I'm saying? DJs up here might be feeling that other song that you ain't think that was the one, but that's the one. It happens a lot like that. You know what I mean? Calling in. 267. That's the lovely Linda rocking with us.
Yes. Hey, how are you?
Yes. What's going on, sis?
Not much, just sitting home chilling.
I know, that's right. What's new in your world? How's your week going?
My week is going wonderful. Everything is gravy.
I like that. That's what I like to hear, man. That's what I like to hear. We back up and running. We going to get into some heat. You know how we do. You know how we do, Linda. You know how we do.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Hey, yo, Ching, talk to him.
Shade on that window. Nigga locked them doors up. Hey, now. Let's get back to the money.
Mink gon' build the best shoes, Alexander.
Yeah.
Stash box just to park the hammer.
Right.
On a 12-foot yacht where I parked the Lambo.
Mm.
Potential threat like your very first sign of cancer.
Boy.
Before rap, I was watching camera.
Yeah.
With that hair shot, even mama love wouldn't find you handsome.
Winter mansions, beach house Hamptons, dirty dancing.
Uh-huh.
Cinnamon Tim, Stephen Corn, Sherlock the Hampton.
Uh-huh. pretty girl, she answered. Just me and Chinks, I heard you girls some dancers.
What's up?
She said I'm alone too much. I keep two or three, shit, I'm in the zone too much.
Ha!
Hit the shade on that window. Nigga, lock them doors up. Hey now, let's get back to the money.
Hey
now, moved her white off the playground.
Next,
hey now, hey now. Get out
of
the
goes in the park, they gotta go through us.
Bottle.
They don't talk transactions on the phone with us,
right?
Cause niggas been dropping double nickels.
Nickels.
That was back when Mercedes dropped the double nickels,
right?
Black and white ensemble, I'm so official. Dropped the bag on them. Coast Guards gotta go and fish.
Yeah.
I feel you, I come to smash niggas.
Them
mad, we bunch of cash getters. Mike bump heads, you funny ass niggas. They ain't got no bread, a bunch of ass betters. Cherry red drop head to make his dad jealous.
Sick.
No boy, Kia less. Vital and Chinks, Coke boys, we the best.
Shade on that window. Nigga, lock them doors up. Hey now, let's get back to the money.
Hey now,
moved her white off the playground.
Next,
hey now,
hey now.
Get
I move
birds
to NY, no, I let them fly,
yeah.
Drive slow as the D's observe the drop speed.
Yo. Stuck up block dice games and C-Lows. Make a movie with the Uzi, you should know.
I'm licensed with the foe.
Yo.
All white, everything Medellin. No training wheels, been pedaling.
What?
Ben's there, never rain, just talking. Ask a nigga where he going, said he just walking. Hey now.
Hey now.
Motherfuckers are laid down.
Yeah.
Get shot and get sprayed down, the face down.
Early.
It's no need to hate, pal. Feds come down, I be safe sound in Cape Town.
Hit the shade on that window. Nigga, lock them doors up. Hey now, let's get back to the money.
Hey
now, moved her white off the playground.
Next,
hey now,
hey now.
Get down or lay down.
Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We got a call. Let's call in. 734. Talk to me.
Hey, what's up? This is Joy Griffin from the Workaholics.
That's what's up, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Workaholics rocking with us. Let everybody know what you all about, what your company all about, bro.
Man, so the company, we're all about pushing people's music. So, because I started off as a rapper myself, and, you know, when you out here trying to invest in yourself, trying to better yourself, you hate getting screwed over by these companies. So that's why I started up this own company, my own company, that helps out with other artists looking for promotion and everything. So if you ever need live mixtapes, plugs, or iTunes or anything, you can come to us and get that.
Nice. I like that, man. I like that. How long have you been grinding on the promotional game?
Ooh, in a promotional game, I've been doing this for about a year now.
I like that, man. I like that, man.
You just had to make a difference.
What made you make the switch, man? You doing music. What made you make the switch into, you know, behind the scenes?
You know, I was just, because I always was behind the scenes. Like, I did an internship at the Recording Connection, trying to work my way up behind the scenes. And I just noticed, like, I kept giving my money to people to do jobs, and they wouldn't do them. You know, just pretty much scammers all the time. So I was like, you know what, I'm just do it myself. And found all the right plugs, and it just became the plug itself.
I know that's right, man. So going from the route you took it, you know, being an artist to get into promotions, you know, what are some of the pitfalls indie artists need to look out for when they're trying to look for a promotional company to spend their money with?
Do background checks. Always do background checks. Because if you don't do a background check, you can give your money to anybody. So make sure the business that you're working with is at least licensed. Make sure that they have people, you know, they can refer you to other people that you can talk to besides them saying that, okay, yeah, they do a good job at what they do.
Nice, man. Background checks.
Yeah, background checks. Very big. Because you don't know who you're giving money, your money to.
I know that's right, man.
I was about to ask about the radio station. How long this has been up?
Oh, 3 years. A good 3 years now.
Okay. That's dope.
Yeah, man. Yeah, interview a lot of great guests, man. A lot of people that work behind the scenes, man. It's always good to hear, you know, the hip-hop game from behind the scenes aspect of it, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot of people need to hear.
That's right, man. That's what it's all about, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. That's what we do, man. Workaholics rocking with us. I like that, man. What are some of the other common mistakes you see artists make other than investing wrong with promotional companies?
Tweeting people their music. A lot of people think, yes, tweeting this person my music will help, but that's actually the last thing people want to do on Twitter, because Twitter's a social place for a lot of people who come that are with their friends or talking to their friends, and when you just send them random links of your music inside of their messages, especially, it seems like the artist is insensitive. When the person could be talking about whatever, and then they just get a music link, it seems like the artist doesn't care. You're not trying to build a fan. You're trying to get somebody to listen to your music, which is something, two completely different things. And that's how people end up, that's how most artists end up being more spam than they are listened to.
That's real, man. People do that to us a lot, too, man. I see y'all on Twitter, man. Stop tweeting your songs. Tell us, please, can you take a listen? Please, can you like it? Nah, man, just hit us on the inbox, you know? Introduce yourself first, you know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, like, people sending music, they don't even follow me. So it's like, I know for a fact you don't know what I do at all. You're just sending me music.
That's real. Say hello first, you know what I'm saying? Develop the relationship first, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And a lot of artists feel like paying for promotion is, this is another downfall. A lot of artists think paying for promotion is wasting money or not good. But even famous people pay for promotion. Meek Mill pays for promotion. Pusha T pays for promotion. Everybody pays for promotion. So, yeah, a lot of artists need to get that.
Man.
Yeah, a lot of artists need to get that mindset of paying for promotion is whack. Because nobody's going to hear you if you don't get help. Only tweets are going to go so far.
That's real, man. Why do you feel, you know, a lot of young indie artists feel that way, that, you know, they don't really have to pay to play necessarily?
Because, you know, it's just people just feel like, okay, I'm too good to have to pay for anybody to listen to me. It's not paying to get people to listen to you. It's paying to get your music in a position to get people to listen to you. That's two way different things that artists tend to sleep on. You got to turn yourself into a business. And a lot of artists just want to get paid for verses when it's a music business. And business is a bigger word. It's a bigger word than music. It's a bigger part. Without the business side of it, music is not really going to go, it's not really going to go far. So you have to take time and invest in yourself and actually treat yourself as a business. So when you go to other people's songs, because this is how most people pay for verses. Most people pay for verses not because the other artist is good, but because of the people the other artists can bring and the attention they can bring. So if you have if you can spit, but you only have two people that's going to listen to your song, nobody's going to pay you. But if you can spit and you have a wide range of people that will listen to you, then yes, people are going to pay you for that publicity, not for your words.
That's real. They just trying to buy your shine. They just trying to pay for your shine.
Yeah. Nobody wants to get out-rapped on their song.
That's all. They just trying to buy a little shine, you know what I'm saying? I did a song with such and such. Check me out, you know.
Business,
I know how it goes. It's all good. It's all right. That's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Workaholics rocking with us. We gonna play some heat, come back, chop it up. You know how we do.
Let's get it. niggas, I die for my niggas, I lie for my niggas for real, cause this is my life, alright, alright, this is my life, alright, alright, and I'ma chill, I wanna, I'ma feel, I wanna, I'ma smoke this marijuana for real, cause this is my life.
They ride up for me. We gon' smoke this marijuana, blood thicker than water. We sippin' on loyalty.
Get it, baby.
My niggas pimp this major proper. Black diamonds, black Sinatra. Perfect timing, couple choppers. Silent murder, you know shot ya. Seven angles, seven angels. Watch and pray on who you pray to. Center table, no waiting for it. Couple plates, no waiting on it. Fast life, it came with patience. 100 racks at the horse races. Jewish lawyers at my court case. Rubber band, my Freemasons. Major deacon, we speed racing. We been eating, they stay hating. Sour D's, we stay blazing. 13, illumination.
I ride for my niggas, I die for my niggas, I lie for my niggas for real, cause this is my life.
King Pimpin', and it's gonna, you know, the work gonna pop up. You'll see me.
That's what's up, man.
That's what I'm talking about. That was that Naga music right there. Best friend, OG King Pimpin, North Carolina. What's up, Queen City, Charlotte? What's poppin'? That's what it is, man. Thanks for calling in, my brother. You know how we do. You know how we do, man.
Anytime. Y'all be easy.
That's what it is, man. Salute. That's what I'm talking about, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. We love it. The indie artists call in. Show love. That's what we all about, man. We got workaholics on the line. What's going on, brother?
Oh, not much, man. That was a good song. I just hit him up on Twitter right now.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Thank you, man. We got plenty more songs like that. You know, we got a lot of songs like that. If you like that, we got a lot more, you know.
That was a nice little song right there. And I was used to live in North Carolina, so, yeah.
You already know the vibe. You already know.
Yeah, I lived in Raleigh.
That's what I'm talking about,
not too far.
That's right, man. So where do you feel the future of hip-hop is headed?
Man, I really don't know, and that's a real scary question right now.
I know that.
Because right now, the people that you have at the top of hip-hop are actually Miley Cyrus, which is real scary.
Oh, that's not good.
Not good at all.
No, not good.
It's horrible. Horrible. But that's what's technically considered hip hop, man. Hey. So yeah, we gotta grab it back. Hip hop is not. I don't like where it's headed right now. And as far as like the flow of everything, like you know, everybody's always had certain flows that they go to, but the crying whining flow that has to stop. On I personally.
The what?
Like
what you call it? What you call it?
The crying whining flow.
What's that?
You know,
like Future.
Break that down.
Yeah, almost something like Future. I actually like Future though. So something like Future, but it's just like too many people doing it now. You know, it's like 20 people out here sound like they're trying to sing on a song, and I don't. Because I remember when Lil Wayne did it, it was like okay, this is kind of a lot. But then now it's like every other rapper is coming out with a song. I don't know if he rap or he sings.
Damn.
That's right. Yeah, we just need to stop and just go back to rapping. People don't rap nowadays and wonder why Miley Cyrus is at the top of hip hop.
Damn, that's not good.
Not at all.
The Future can get away with that though, man. Future's all right.
Because he actually writes songs, so it's like okay, you do that.
He writes songs. That's what
you're a songwriter. You can do that. Other people, nah, you're a rapper. You rap about drugs and everything, but you're trying to sing to me.
That's crazy.
Like, yes, I need it.
That is real, man. That's real. Where do you feel the future of the promotional marketing game is headed in the entertainment industry?
As far as promotional marketing, it can go either way because, you know, there's never not going to be people recording music. So that's a real loaded question because that can go. I feel like it can only get better, or it can just stay at the same rate.
Right. How do you think it can get better?
It can get better, you know, if more people actually like sit down and stop thinking that people are just trying to either scam them or, you know, they just take time and like actually look at music as a business. That's the way it can get better. If people actually realize what it can do and what the positive things it does bring. But, you know, people just don't want to pay for stuff, so. Yeah.
They need that quality.
Yeah, they need that quality promotion.
That's right. No, that's right, man. I feel you, man. I like that. That's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Workaholics rocking with us. We going to play some more heat. You know how we do. Let's get straight to it.
Oh,
my cliff notes. Even scale, bitch, I been dope. They talking money, but they been broke. I'm about growth and stock options. Machiavelli the game, been lying.
world in my hand, yeah, God's got it. 13 grams, 7 touches, the rocket magnums, yeah, yeah, girl, love it, my mind illuminated. Pimp the game, move flagrant, what's I'm giving is for the taking. I'm on my grizzly, on my grizzly, unlock the 360 code to the city, yeah. If the pipe state, 25-8, big dinner place, grind like we never ate. Passport in the safe, success, tastes great, cut the cake. You LA, yeah. I'm on my real estate in my city, yeah, yeah. Cause I'm familiar. Walk the wrong block, you can catch a buck 50, yeah. Poke disciples at the last supper. Cops wanna handcuff you. God in the flesh, black robe wanna judge you. Fire, then they love you. Black diamond for my black brothers. Drop dying for my black brothers. Salute Malcolm, but never hold it back. Fancy on for all my Zodiac. I speak in codes, you can call it rap. I call it music, fans call it crack. Need a quote, let me hit you back. Copy that, yeah.
Same color as snow. Get my mom's cash to invest in case I rest. That's why I hustle now for a time digress. Guns, protect my ones like a Teflon vest. Gotta protect your lungs before you take that breath. Chuck T, Taylor May, Bell Ferragamo. All from moving work across the Verrazano. Pete, he's like a foreign language in the streets. Concrete, jungle, south side, Jamaica coast. Where my head at? Where I get my bread at? Young Malcolm Martin, all rolling warm. Why I'm displaying Candy Crush? Man, my candy all white, call it Brady Bunch. It's not about the game, it's about the player. Got the code to the city, call me the mayor.
Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. Got the workaholics rocking with us. What's going on, bro?
Yo,
how about
you?
Yo, yo.
Alright.
Still on the line?
Yep, yep.
Aye. What's going on, brother?
No, not much. Just getting this stuff ready.
Yes.
I'm about to start up a campaign right now, actually.
Oh, yeah? What y'all working on?
Oh, no, something for a couple of our artists. So you were trying to get, just their promotion and everything set up a couple of blog tours right now. That's another thing. Artists, indie artists, attack the blogs. The blogs are where everybody that wants to listen to indie music go. And get a blog review. Those really help.
A blog what?
Blog review. Well, like a music review.
Enlighten the people about that, how that works.
All right, so the music reviews, it helps people get to know exactly what they're getting themselves into before they listen to your music. It lets you know who you are, you know what the song consists of and what it's about. So when people listen to it, it's something that they already know what to expect, and, you know, it just helps out. It already pushes past the, oh, I don't know who this person is phase. So, you know, it just helps people out get a grasp of what they're about to get into.
Is that like an EPK or is that something different?
It's something more different than that. You know, it helps build, you know, like not something super personal, but it helps build, you know, a little relationship with the person.
I like that, man. How does somebody go about setting that up?
Well, that's something that we offer, so they can hit us up, you know, just send a short bio to our email, and, you know, we can break it down from there. We can listen to the music, and, you know, we'll just come up with a review, send it back to you, and, you know, however it goes from there, we can just go on from there.
I like that, man. If you don't mind, if you want to just give a shout-out to all the indie artists that y'all working with on your roster right now so everybody, you know.
All right, okay. Well, you know, first of all, shout out goes to my partners at Word on the Game, Tay and Phil. Another one, shout out to, we also market for, you know, different companies besides music. So shout out to IVXXII. It's a fashion blog. Everybody go check that out. Shout out to Eli. He's one of our artists. He's our main artist that we're focusing on right now. You know, we're getting pushing his music out, starting up this campaign. Already started yesterday. So, yeah, he's a great artist. That's somebody that I really, you know, have faith in as far as music. He's a very dope artist.
Nice. Rapper, singer?
Rapper.
Nice. That's what's up, man. Get everybody his Twitter and all that, you know?
Yeah, boom. His Twitter is ELJAY_WBG.
I know that's right, man. And when you artists want to, you know, work with you guys, what are some of the criteria you need from artists?
Okay, so the biggest thing criteria, cause, you know, quality, we can do quality. You know, we also do mastering and production, so quality is bad, just hit us up. We can work on that too. But main thing we'd like to focus on is people, please do not lie in your raps. Do not rap about money and everything, and then when we bring up pricing, you need help or, you know, just keep everything true. Don't rap about what type of car you have and then say you can't find a ride to Western Union when you had to pay us, because we won't work with you. Money doesn't mean that much. If you're going to lie about stuff, we're not about to fill the rap game up with people we don't like to see, because we're fans ourselves.
We have too many of those already.
Yeah, we're fans ourselves, so we're not trying to pollute something that we love. So if you rap about it and you either can't prove it or whatever, then just work on it. We like to keep everything true, everything 100% over here.
That's real. I like that, yep. Man. I like that, man.
Got to keep it real.
Let people know the promotional packages that you provide.
See, that's the thing. Our promotional packages, we like to work off of the budget of what other people have to use as far as promotion, because, you know, artists and labels have different type of finances they had to take care of, and a lot of artists, you know, have other things in their real life situations that they had to take care of. So as far as prices, you know, we work off of people besides, but our standard prices, like for live mixtape hosting and everything, we can do that for $200. iTunes, $300, and all the other prices, you can check us out on theworkaholics.com, and that's the X between the and workaholics.
I like that, man. That's what's up. What are some of the best blogs you feel, you know, any artists need to really target?
I would say there's two that I've really been, you know, a part of since that, you know, helped me grow and everything, and that's one is Word on the Game. That's actually a Fox partner blog, and the other one is Cradle Bars, and that is a blog that's set inside of Detroit.
Word on the Game and Cradle Bars.
Yep.
All right, that's what's up, man. I'm pretty sure Indy Artist is writing that down right now. That's good info right there, man. That's what's up, man. I like that, man. So what does the future hold for the company, man? What y'all got, you know, lined up next year?
All right,
year
now, you know, we're talking to a lot of different, you know, like already signed artist companies. So, you know, like as far as like tour promotions, like we're just trying to get on more tour promotions, you know, to help that out. And plus it'll help out other people that we work with. because, you know, we'll be able to offer, you know, openings for the artists that we're helping tour. So, yeah, so, you know, we're trying to expand that way, help out more ways than one.
What's the importance you feel of touring, even the small tours for any artist? How much of importance do you feel it is?
Touring is very important if you are, you know, you don't have that. A lot of people have that ego of, I'm already made it because I'm on tour. If you go on tour with that type of ego, then touring is pointless. But if you go on tour with the mindset of learning and trying to get out there and connect with people, then touring is one of the most important things you can do inside your career. And you go out there, even though the internet is alive and people think, okay, I don't have to pass out CDs because I can just get a link. No, pass out those CDs and build those connections with people, and everything will be way more simpler than sending links to people. And that tour will become one of the best things.
So you feel interacting with the people personally is more important than the internet game, promoting your wave through internet, or equal?
No doubt. It's way more important because you can actually sit down and talk to people. The internet, you... Millions of people on the internet not checking for you. But as in sit down and, like, talking to somebody and actually... Because if I talk to somebody on the internet tomorrow or later tonight, I'm not going to really remember at all what we talked about. Because the internet, it required no true thought. I was just typing. But as far as, like, actual conversation, sitting down with somebody, talking to them, actually, like, seeing... Because through the internet, there's no personalities, there's no anything. But talking to somebody, you know, you actually just build that bond. You actually get to know who they are and push your music at the same time.
I like that, man. That's
and they remember you deeper than the music.
That's true. That's true, yeah, because you really get to, you know, feel a person out, personality-wise and everything.
Yeah.
That's real, man. That is so real, man, for real.
Music is all about connections.
That's real. Who is just some of your favorite indie artist in the game right now?
Ooh, my favorite indie artist, his name is I Am Ryan Raw, and he's from, like, you know, it's like, it's not really a group, it's more like a label. They're called IVXX Music. So yeah, it's I Am Ryan Raw, Tyro Hendrick, and Doe Dudes. Those are my top three favorite indie artists. Like, those, they're nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that, man. That's what's up, man. I'm going to check them out, too, man, for real. How you feel about the international scene right now in hip-hop?
International scene is actually nice. We actually worked with some people over in France, in Tokyo, actually. And the music game in France is very, very nice. Very, very nice. So we actually have an interview up with an artist named Black Wonderful. He's from France. It's on our website. You know, he's a very nice person. You know, he actually explained to us about some of the hip hop culture over there. You know, it's like, it's just, as you would think, you know, it's pushed by fashion and women a lot. So yeah, it's very nice over there.
I feel you, man. I feel you. What they got popping over there makes it so different.
You know, it's just a different culture. So, you know, different cultures got different things to say. So, you know, it's different than what you hear over in the States besides, you know, like the women thing. But, yeah, it just, you know, just a new, whole new culture. So it's a whole new sound, pretty much.
I like that, man. That's what it's all about. They're definitely creative out there, too, man. Definitely real, real, you know, grassroots with it.
Yeah, they finally building a little scene out there. So, yeah, that's dope. That's cool. That's spreading.
I like that, man. That's what it is, man. And
I was about to say, also in Africa, you know, music has been going out a lot lately, too. So that's been, over there, it's weird in Africa, you know, how they're trying to, because in Africa, they try and Americanize their music, because a lot of them don't necessarily speak English, but they'll record in English. Just the simple fact that it can carry over here.
Is that working?
It's working for some people, but, you know, it's just, I can't really, you know, call it, say if it's working, because I'm not hearing any African artists on the radio or just, like, super signed or anything.
Me neither.
Which, you know, they're trying to cross over, so, you know, a lot of them are, like, just pretty much training themselves to rap in English, and it's very, you know, it's interesting.
It sounds good.
Yeah, actually, yeah. Some people, because you know the accent's always still there, but you know some people can use the accent as far as like rapping and make it sound, you know, pretty good.
True. That's another way to look at it too. Yeah.
Yeah, because I know there's one singer actually, who's very nice. You know, he doesn't sing in English. He only sings African. He's not about to change up. But you know, I respect that. So, yeah.
I feel you, man. Shout out to all my people out there, man. Nigeria and Ghana, man. West Africa and all that. A lot of artists, you know, West Africa, send us, you know, deal with us, man. Shout out to everybody out there, man.
Yeah.
Doing big things. That's what it is. So, hip hop. Everybody loves hip hop. Hip hop global. So, you know, that's what it's all about. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, the Workaholics. We gonna play a little more heat, come back, finish chopping it up. Let's do what we do.
Yeah. Eric, that nigga said, that
like you gotta be high. Hold on, my nigga,
that nigga said,
you know.
Look, now, here we go. Same old shit, same old niggas, I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch, say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy, ass niggas in the room, yeah. Let me get faded, turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga, let me get faded. Turn the lights down, let me get faded.
Let me get faded. Me and Benjamin Franklin, it's like we related. Me and Mary Jane, we get so sedated. Long as you respect it, you can love it or hate it. It's the same old shit. If the rap don't work, then the can gon' flip. Just the juice bar nigga in the mango six. And my lingo kick, and I bang my shit. Hold up, hold up, let me get faded. Roll up an eighth for the sour high graded. You can copy, but you just can't paste it. You can smell the weed, but you sure can't taste it.
Here we go. Same old shit, same old niggas, I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch, say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy, ass niggas in the room, yeah. Let me get faded. Turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga, let me get faded.
Hey yo, I was young, I was getting my hair braided. Mama pulling on my scalp, I'm like, goddamn, I hate it. Now I'm sitting in the coupe, I'm like, goddamn, I made it. I ain't seen you in my life, how we goddamn related? Huh? That's why I get faded. No matter if I spit the hottest shit, I'm underrated. No matter if I fuck the hottest bitch, I'm still skating. We ain't dropping years, but our fans are still waiting. Got a new man and a baby, how the fuck you still hating? We ain't even touched down, but our numbers are still painting. Every day is our birthday on Percocets belated.
Yeah.
Every day is our birthday on Percocets belated. We get faded.
Yeah. Here we go. Same old shit, same old niggas, I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch, say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy, ass niggas in the room.
Here we go.
Let me get faded. Turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga, let me get faded. Turn the lights down, let me get faded.
Here we go.
Yeah, let me get faded. You are now rocking with Sean, Jason, and David.
L-O-I.
We solid gold, these niggas is gold-plated. The only reason you still alive, I okayed it. Haha, yup, same old kiss. Still in the hood on the same old strip. Sticking to the story, yeah, the same old script. If your formula works, then don't change your shit. Hold up, let me get faded. Everything's for sale, but I prefer to keep the hazelin'. Ain't about money, might as well not even say shit. Get shot or get bladed.
We
get faded. We
got same old shit, same old niggas, I don't even fuck with. Same old bitch, say a nigga ain't shit. Same old pussy, ass niggas in the room, yeah. Let me get faded. Turn the mic on while I get faded. Hold on, my nigga, let me get faded. Turn the lights down, let me get faded. Here we go.
Yeah. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We got the Workaholics rocking with us tonight. What's going on, bro?
Oh, no, just holding on, you know, listening to this music y'all playing.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. So on the marketing aspect of the music game, man, where do you feel technology is going to take us in the next 5 years?
Technology can either make everybody lazy or it can make everybody, you know, if everybody uses it right, it can really help out as far as music marketing.
I know that's right, man. Artists still need to get out there and build with the people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Even it out.
Exactly. Right. You don't use too much internet.
That's what it's all about, man.
Hey, you know, let me take that back. I said don't use too much internet. Use the internet as much as you can, but don't let it take away from actually connecting with people.
Right.
There we go. That sounds way better. I like that one better.
Yeah, that's it. That'll work. That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. What do you feel Workaholics provides differently than other marketing companies?
We're not just throwing you a price and telling you to pay this, and we're not just, you know, we're more hands-on. So, like, we like to actually work with people. And, you know, like, you can ask a couple people that we have worked with on this one. It's like you come at us with an idea of something that we don't feel like is going to benefit you at all. We'll be willing to, even if it's more money, we'll be willing to tell you that don't do that. You might as well do this and just tell you something that's either completely less that will benefit you more. Because, you know, somebody came to me a while ago and was like, okay, I want to put my album on iTunes. I told him that would pretty much be a big waste of money to put his album on iTunes because, you know, it's not, it doesn't cross over like that. So, you know, he might as well just get a different type of promotion that's less money and more effective. And, you know, everything's going good, you know, and he thanked me for doing that. So, you know, we like to actually keep it real with people and help people out.
That's real. No yes, man.
No yes, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. That's another good topic, too, man. Do you feel that, you know, a lot of indie artists be putting out too many mixtapes and giving out too much free music, or some artists really need to go ahead and just, you know, stay with the mixtapes and not go to the iTunes?
Some artists do put out too much music, you know, but there's never really such thing as too much music if it's good.
Right.
So, you know, some artists do put out too much and need to, like, you know, dial back a little, you know, and, like, focus more on their music. Some people put out a song every day, and the quality of the song is horrible. Because, you know, they didn't hold on to it, to, like, get extra quality onto it. When that's a big factor of it. Like, nobody wants to listen to your song if the quality's horrible. So that's one thing. But you know that, you know, everything can be changed. Though. People just got to focus more.
That's all. More quality, more focus, should be all right. Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. You want to leave, you know, the listeners with some lasting advice as far as getting in the game?
Lasting advice as far as getting in the game, you know, a couple things I said before. Do background checks on who you're working with. Make sure the person is legit and make sure that they have somebody that can tell you personally that they do what they do and they're doing their job. Don't just out here, you know, throwing your money away to people that selling you dreams online. Be careful who you're working with. And if that person
That's
is
real.
Too scared to give you a phone number, then do not work with them.
That's right. Background check, y'all.
Yes.
It's real. Important, man. Yes, that's a good one right there, man. That's a good one right there, man. Give some advice to the entrepreneurs, you know, young entrepreneurs that's trying to get in an entertainment business and trying to work behind the scenes and, you know, doing behind
All right,
the scenes.
You know,
and give
them- well, one, the earlier you start, the better off you will be. And you have to invest money. Like this, when I started up, this wasn't free at all. I had to pay for it. This was costing me more money than it was actually paying me the first couple of months I was doing it. But, you know, you have to keep going through it, keep staying strong, you know. Have faith, and everything will be better as long as you keep working towards it, as long as you love it. Then you shouldn't worry about anything. It's all going to come to you. And from that point, it can do nothing but build.
That's right. Perseverance.
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Let everybody know the website, the Twitter, the Facebook, so they can contact you, Bill, you know?
All right. The Twitter is X, you know, just a straight up X, Workaholics. That's the Twitter. The website is TheXWorkaholics.com. And the Facebook, you can find us on Facebook at The Workaholics. And this should just come up right there.
I like that, man. I like that, man. Salute to you, brother. Keep doing big things.
Yep, you too.
Pleasure having you on the show. For real.
All right, no problem. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay.
That's what it is, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, Workaholics. All y'all indie artists rocking with us, man. Y'all need promotions. Y'all need marketing. Hit up Workaholics. They got you. They work with your budget. Whatever your budget is, they work with you. Know what I'm saying? Hit them up, Workaholics. Like
yep.
That right there, man. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. That's what it is. We got that rundown for you a little later. We got the hip-hop news, the global politics, the economics, health news, everything that's going on in the world. We build on that. We got that coming up. We got more indie heat for you. It's a great show, man. Great show, man. Workaholics, Hip-Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Let's do what we do. We ain't done. We just get started. Let's get it back.
Watch me break some change. You change. Real estate, I'm about that. Dinner plate, about that. We deities, you be for me. Time to eat, quarter pound now. Hennessy, about that. Couple freaks, they about that. On the beach, lounge back. My nigga, bring that belt back.
I'm young, fly, and I'm about that. Getting money, I'm about that. I'm living life, drop off the night. So every night, I'm about that. Rip the clothes, about that. Trip the hoes, about that. And if you stay your G'd up, nigga, they can never doubt that. I'm young, fly, and I'm about that. Getting money, I'm about that. I'm living life, drop off the night. So every night, I'm about that. Rip the clothes, about that. Trip the hoes, about that. And if you stay your G'd up, nigga, they can never doubt that.
That jingle life, I'm about that. Jingle mafia, I shout that. From the corner with the cane, I count that. Try to stop my game, I doubt that. I can show you where the car and the house at. Where the gauge at, where I ounce at. Them back blocks and them routes at. How to take a loss, just bounce back. Put my money where my mouth at. My flow stronger than the loud pack. I'm here now and I claim king. Y'all hate you niggas, we clown that. Slick talk, I drown that. Big talk, I crown that. Niggas ride where I come from. Mafia, I pound that. Started from the bottom with a crown at. Then we took over with the town at. Niggas gon' pitch where a mound at. And ain't no way to get around that. I love the money and I hound that. We got it all, no wish here. I'm in HD and this is clear. Riding around with your bitch here. Niggas thought I'd never get here. On the throne, they wanna sit here. Niggas been known to get rich here. Stones turn into bricks here. Stones turn into flips here. Olds turn into trips here. I hit a lick here, my click here. We riding luxury whips here.
I'm young, fly, and I'm about that. Getting money, I'm about that. I'm living life, drop off the night. So every night, I'm about that. Whips the clothes, about that. Trip the hoes, about that. And if you stay your G'd up, nigga, they can never doubt that. I'm young, fly, and I'm about that. Getting money, I'm about that. I'm living life, trying to fuck the night. So every night.
Fire, 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 Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. You know how we do, man. You know how we do. We gon' just keep doing what we doing. We got Workaholics still on the line. Yeah, yeah. It's all gravy. It's all gravy, man. We gonna get straight to the rundown. Straight up. We gonna just skip over the drop. Having a little DJ problems. So let's get straight to it. Now on the hip hop news, first up, it's a great article right here, man. For real, man. Hip hop's greatest music video artist. Now this article right here is a special article, man, because definitely a handful of legendary artists that have great videos, man. Some artists just have like just great videos. Some artists got videos that make videos that's like just bigger than the artist. Like, gotta say Missy makes great videos. Busta Rhymes makes some incredible videos. Eminem makes some great videos. You know, like some artists is just, you know, got the video game down pat. What y'all think?
Missy Elliott was really like the person who really innovate every hip hop artist to make an extraordinary video. You know, some videos, like some of the hip hop artists' videos were like laid back, but hers were like visionary, and it was something to see, and you got yourself talking. So this list is very interesting.
For real, she's legendary with the videos, man, with the mm-hmm. fishbowl lens and all that. You know?
Yes.
She reinvented the video game. Busta too. Busta was definitely innovator. The videos too, man, with the put your hands where your eyes can see. The Coming to America segment and all that.
Yes.
For real. Having a girl brush your teeth for you and all that. He had an elephant running behind him and all that. Like, that was official, man. Buster definitely did his thing, man, with the videos. Eminem, too. Eminem's nice with his videos. He's always creative, doing something silly in his videos, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real, man. Real. That's what it is. Real. Next up, how Mona Scott Young became TV's drama queen. Now, if y'all don't know, like, y'all should already know. I mean, Mona Scott is, you know, for real, the creator behind Love and Hip Hop, creator behind pretty much most of these reality hip hop TV shows. She had a hand in it, you know what I'm saying? From the Hot 97 mm-hmm. show to a couple other reality shows. She definitely likes to promote drama. We see that already.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people saying, you know, that ain't really hip hop, it's more drama. She just trying to do that so she can get her bread. She ain't really worried about the integrity of the culture. And, you know, it's interesting. It can go both ways. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if these artists and these people, these women that's on the show agree to be on the show, agree mm-hmm. to do this ratchet stuff they're doing, and okay with it just because they're getting a little check, whatever. I mean, you can't really be mad at Mona Scott. I mean, you know, if the artists and these women don't want to be on the show, then she ain't got nobody to be on Love & Hip Hop. You feel me? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Mona Scott, you know, she did what she had to. She worked, I think she worked under Donald Trump. So Donald Trump, she wanted, got invested from Donald. So if you think where these shows being invested, Donald Trump is invested in these shows. And basically, these people put themselves in it, and they wanted to expose what they are like as has-beens of hip-hop, except Waka Flocka. I don't know why you're on this show. Don't get me. I don't know why. It has to do with his mom, but I don't know why Waka Flocka, when he's too talented to be on that show. And I don't want what happened to Jim Jones happen to Waka Flocka, you know? Like, Jim Jones is talented.
What you mean?
And then he has... I don't want to walk a fuck on that show and messing up his, you know, credibility as an artist, because it kind of like slowed down Jim Jones, you know, career.
You think so?
I'm just saying. Yes, I think so. I mean, yes, I did.
I mean, he did get his little spinoff show from it, you know?
His girlfriend is crazy. His girlfriend is crazy. She punched Kim Bella in the face. That's how she got the spinoff. Jim Jones was
like,
he was laid back. Yes. I think the reason why Jim Jones got the spinoff with Chrissy is because Chrissy knocked out Kim Bella, and everybody around the world heard it. So they wanted her own show.
Wow. Well, they definitely did they little spinoff thing. They definitely got, you know, they spinoff show running. You know what I'm saying? Even Mama Jones got her own little show for a minute, you know?
Yes, she did. Mm-hmm.
For real, man. So, yeah, shout out to the whole Jones family, man. Everybody's trying to eat up the reality TV thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
For real, for real. Mona Scott, she definitely getting them checks, though, man, because they said, Love & Hip Hop had 5.6 million viewers this past Monday.
Wow.
That's big, man. I mean, that's
huge on VH1. That's unheard of.
That's some big numbers. Yes. That's what I'm saying. So, this Love & Hip Hop thing ain't going nowhere. People keep watching Love & Hip Hop, but they like the drama and the dysfunctionalness and the ratchetness. If people keep watching it, it's going to be Love & Hip Hop 4, 5, 6, 7, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to do every damn city in the country in a minute.
Yep.
For real. It ain't going to go nowhere if they keep rocking with Mona Scott. So, you know, hey, see what happens, you know? See what happens in the future. For real. Next up, Rihanna officially signs to Roc Nation. Now, this is a good look for Rihanna. She was on Island Def Jam. And, you know, it's just meant to be, man, because, you know, Jay-Z brought in Rihanna to Def Jam, you know, a couple years ago, and now Jay-Z got his own label, Roc Nation, so, and Roc Management also. So it's only right that Rihanna just, you know, move her talents to Roc Nation. You know what I mean? Sign up for management, sign up to the label, Roc Nation. Why not? You know what I mean?
Yes. I agree. I mean, Island Def Jam was not letting her be who she wants to be, even though she is doing it anyway. But I think this is going to make her even more international. And since Jay-Z has fully control, you know, has control on her, this can make her more creative because Jay-Z is going to let her do what she wants to do to make it pop off and make it blow up. So even bigger than she already is, you know. So congrats.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a smart move. Too bad, Def Jam.
For real, Def Jam is slipping, man. Def Jam is slowly sinking, man. I don't know what's going on, man. They need to just give Irv Gotti the job and let him fucking bring this shit back to life.
Yeah,
Russell, where
I mean,
you at?
Irv Gotti will do a very good job.
Russell, come back. Somebody. Go get Leo. Go get some Def Jam. Def Jam's supposed to be the staple in hip-hop, and now it's like just trying to catch up. Like, it's just like, it's not good, man. Def Jam, I don't know what happened. Wasn't the same. They left the building. Since Russell and Leo left the building, Def Jam has not been the same. It's not good. But for you. But next up, Floyd Money Mayweather continues his untouchable legacy. That's what I'm talking about, man. If y'all didn't see the fight this past Saturday night, Mayweather won decisions, 12 rounds. Definitely did his thing, man. He's a master defensive strategist, boxer, man. Undefeated. Was a pretty good fight, you know what I'm saying? Madonna's pretty good, you know, heavy-handed puncher. But, you know, everybody knew Mayweather was probably going to win. Mayweather's going to outsmart him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, Madonna got his check. You know what I'm saying? What Mayweather got is 30, 40 million, whatever. And they're probably going to do the rematch a couple months later. You know what I'm saying? So it's just another check. You know what I'm saying? But the older Mayweather get, the more likely somebody going to come in and knock him out, man. I mean, he's 37 now. He's,
He needs to go while he's still on top. He's now the highest paid athlete in the world right now. So I think he beat, they say, because Pacquiao hasn't done anything lately. So they're considering he's now considered the highest-paid athlete, they're saying.
Wow. That's what's up, man. Sometimes it's just good to just go out on top, you know what I'm saying? When you're at the top,
yeah,
you know what I mean, and you've been there for so long, He got all the belts already. He got all the money. He got all the belts. You know what I'm saying? Undefeated still. I mean, sometimes it's just good to go out on top, man. He's 37. You know what I mean? Why not? But everybody still want that Pacquiao fight, man. We still waiting for that Pacquiao fight, Mayweather. Stop playing, man. Like, you know, if you're going to go out, at least go out with that fight.
Because Pacquiao will knock him out.
Oh no, man. It's crazy, man. Just if he could, if that's his last fight, if he could have his last fight, Mayweather Pacquiao, that's how he's gonna finish out his career. That'll be special. That'll be a nice payoff. You know what I'm saying? Riding to the sunset. You know what I'm saying? That'll be nice. But see what happens. Mm-hmm. See what happens. A lot of people say it ain't gonna happen, but you know, everybody still got their hopes up. Mayweather Pacquiao. Yeah. You know. What happens, Dad? Now on the business news, first up, artificial intelligence could end mankind. Now this is an interesting article, man. Technology has definitely been speeding up over the last few decades, for real. You got computers that could pretty much do it all for you. I mean, they eliminating a lot of, you know, man labor and replacing it with computers more and more nowadays, man. You got nanotechnology. They could put little microscopic computer chips in your skin and all type of crazy stuff, man. They got all type of RFID chips and all type of stuff, man. Artificial intelligence is definitely on the rise. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, watch out for it. For real. Computers are coming.
It's going to blow up. I mean, do it when I'm old, because I'm not interested in any robot telling me what to do. So do that stuff when I'm like 60 or 80 years old. Please, let that come. I'm not really a big fan of it, but, you know.
You ain't trying to see that either.
No.
It make people lazy, you know what I'm saying? Too much computer, too much technology. Yes. Sometimes it makes people lazy, you know what I'm saying?
I can't, I mean, with my phone alone, I can't remember anyone's phone number no more. I used to know the phone numbers. Since I got iPhone out, I can't remember no one's number.
You don't have to remember the number. You ain't got to remember the number.
I want to be non-lazy.
You just poke the name and just dial it for you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to be non-lazy.
Tell series, you know. Hey, yeah. For real, it's crazy out here. Technology definitely taking over out here. Man.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, Coca-Cola drops chemical from Powerade. Now, this is a definitely interesting article. Somebody had a real, real interesting situation with Coca-Cola and Powerade, man. You got to watch out these companies, man. Pepsi, Coca-Cola, they put a lot of different chemicals in these different drinks, man. You got Coca-Cola with Dasani water. And that shit ain't even water, man. They got so much fluoride, sodium fluoride, and this and that, in the bottled water. You got to be careful, man. Coca-Cola, you know, to the Monsanto and all these other companies, man, the GMOs. And you got to be careful what you drinking nowadays when they got so much fructose and glucose and this and that. You know what I'm saying? That orange juice ain't orange juice. Careful now.
No way.
You know what I'm saying? That soda's really diabetes juice. Be careful now. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real. It's getting dangerous out here. You got, you know, kids 12 years old with diabetes and shit. Like, yo, it's getting crazy out here.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't can't read half the stuff that's on Coca-Cola, Google it.
That's right. If you can't read it, Google it. You'd be surprised at the ingredients. Real.
Mm-hmm.
We just finished talking about artificial intelligence. Now we're talking about artificial food. You know?
Yeah.
Like, careful out here. Real. Know what you're eating. For real. That's what's up, though. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Definitely everybody check out the site, Hip Hop Stock Exchange, www.hhse.biz. All the news is on there. You can check it out for yourself. You got your social network on there. Check that out. Definitely check out the Futures Exchange on there, the hottest videos of your favorite artists. Definitely, man. Salute, shout out, and much love to all the people that rock with the Hip Hop Stock Exchange. We got about 1,000 viewers every day, faithfully, every day, 1,000 viewers. Numbers don't lie, the count is there. So, you know, Hip Hop Stock Exchange, man, we've been around. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, we've been around for a little while now. We've got a stable amount of viewers, 1,000 every day. We got almost, we've been going on for about 3 years now. We got almost 500,000 viewers total. Counter don't lie. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we definitely, you know, something different, man, something special. You know, financial literacy, hip hop, put it together is what you got. Hip Hop Stock Exchange, something different, something special, and you know, that's what we do, man. That's what we do. Yeah. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right, get your money right. We gonna finish up the show with some heat. You already know. Indie artists, holla at workaholics. They got that marketing for you. Great budgets. Work with your budget. Holla.
Shala, what up?
Remind me of the Commodore. Woo. YSL cologne, belt buckle, Salvatore.
Damn.
Phoenix Gator. She wanted to see the crib, so I showed the pad.
Right.
You ever seen a Raider? Spread of the ego, heated streets. Ball smooth, I can moonwalk in a Dita click.
Wow.
All black security, CID the freak.
Uh-huh.
Took three home with me from one of my meeting greets.
Right.
If follow the God, only the best to spit.
What else?
I'm buck with the brow, I'm feeling on the chest and shit.
What else?
Now the X is lit.
Yeah.
I need a pre.
Wow.
Just had sex with my ex and sick.
Damn.
Got a fleet of whip. She can still walk. A price, I can beat a brick, but you still sharp. Bars is hard, but this butter level still soft. One of the greatest, my nigga, real tough.
I got love. I'm in the bag. The Bentley, yeah. Like the best coming for me. How I live is how I live. Big city and bright light. Always known to live the high life. Yeah, yeah. How I live is how I live.
This remind me of Curtis Mayfield. 50 for yeah, yo, wonder where Curtis Mayfield now.
Woo.
I don't work just to pay bills.
Nah.
I still hustle, black face, Bill Russell, we got a great grill.
Right.
It's all about what my wife and my daughter like. Instagram, yeah, I couldn't fuck what my daughter's like. We push kilos down the quarters of that water right. Like Lil Wayne, like we ain't paid more because we more alike.
Right.
What you think, shit?
Shit.
See my chain, I'm connected like Wi-Fi. You can check where the links is.
Yeah.
I get money, I'm where the Brinks is. Food for thought, there's some dishes in the sink, shit. With a palm olive,
yeah,
I'm in and out 5 stars in the Palms Island. Even though I rap, I let you still talk. I'm one of the greatest, my nigga, real talk.
I got love. I'm in the back of the Bentley. Always known to live the high life. Yeah, yeah. How I live is how I live.
Yes, 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 yes. Shout out to Hip Hop Stock Exchange. It's Fred the God. I'm just calling in for the love, for the love of the game, for the love of hip hop. Y'all already know what it is. Thanks for showing me love, man. Y'all stay up.
Hey.
Coast Boy, baby.
Powerful music.
Check.
Man. South France, nigga.
closed cap before they open doors. I pray for Mecca, flood my neck up. I hit a roll, let her go, see the doctors, how I get my checkup. Tape is turning, pot burning. I don't hear them niggas talk. Death Squad, Eric Turner. EPMD, got EPs and D. Cracks and flavors, totem, Mother Nature. Shot to Harris, military. Nigga mine with the military grind, that's necessary. That's my nigga Jink, icy watch your nigga blink. Throw the dick in the fire like my nigga Frank. Upper echelon, doing shit you never own. Coke boys in my last breath.
Dodge penmanship, dodge sentences. Couldn't ride, got denied membership. Arnold Benedict, why businesses? 5% of shit. Kick open them doors and bring your niggas in. Gene Citizen, front lawn like 5 dealerships. Got filler shit, life's a puzzle. Wise niggas die, try finish it. Died as a glorious king, most benevolent. Delegate the business with my fellowship. Queen president, never hesitant. Seems evident. DA couldn't build the case without the evidence. Shot work like a sensei, Duke Aprende. Motion picture shit, fuck around and win an Oscar. De La Rente, you gain the world, then it's all yours. We stash money in the floorboards, numbers on them scoreboards. Plenty accolades, more wars. Made it out the slums where your closest niggas clap. No applause, cold boys till beyond. Sigley air movements, young Vito Corleone.
Major shit, I swear I just feel like these rappers just don't understand. See, me and my niggas, we the rawest niggas out. Before anything, it's always the game.
Major.
I be that pretty motherfucker, nah nigga, fuck that. I be that motherfucker killing pretty niggas off rap. Let the chrome find home at your dome, boom, flat. Pull a trigger, nigga, bust some figures off an ass cap. Now burn, motherfucker, burn, motherfucker, burn. What they learn? I'm a motherfucking monster with these verbs. An assassin with these words. A hitman with these syllables. Whipping up the meth, man, while smoking this medicinal. Give me my residuals, my record dealing plenty more. No Dwayne Carter, but I swear I got that milli flow. 100 million, 100 million, boy, I want 100 million. Mama still working 9 to 5, so fuck your feelings. I'm fucking killing, get money the tall way. Every time I hit the booth, game face, ball game, get money always. Kill rappers all day, always do it big, never do nothing the small way. Now burn, motherfucker, burn. When I get that money, swear I blow that fucking money instantly. Like burn, motherfucker, burn. When I get that money, swear I blow that fucking money instantly. Like burn, nigga, nigga, burn, nigga, nigga, burn. You Kevin Hart, you think you funny? What you gon' learn? I cut the line, made it my turn. Swear every win that I got, a nigga earned. I had the heart, I had the smarts, I had the team. Even had the dream, first thing, be your brother's keeper. Second, get the cream, I want the money, a better life. I wanna see them sunny days, tired of shady nights. To keep it real, I just wanna make it out the hood. Like why them boys always gotta hate up in the hood? Seem like the realest never ever make it in the hood. Like hustlers can never get their cake up in the hood. The hood made that, the hood made this. When will my niggas learn that the hood ain't shit? The hustlers want houses so they can sell bricks. The slaves got free, so fuck a chain and whip, nigga.
Now burn, motherfucker, burn. When I get that money, swear I blow that fucking money instantly. Like burn, motherfucker, burn. When I get that money, swear I blow that fucking money instantly. Like burn, motherfucker, burn. When I get that money, swear I blow that fucking money instantly. Like burn, motherfucker, burn. When I get that money, swear I blow that fucking money instantly. Like
Yeah, Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, get your mind right, get your money right. We had a good show tonight. Salute to Workaholics for rocking with us. You know, it dropped a lot of jewels, man. All indie artists that need some marketing, man, definitely holler at Workaholics. They work with any budget. Just check them out, holler, man. Google Workaholics. They got them packages, them promotional packages for your music. Check it out. You know how we do every Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio, blogtalk.com. We here. Of course, you can listen to us on the Hip Hop Stock Exchange website, www.hhse.com. B-I-Z, the media player, is right there on the site. Play us straight from the home site. You ain't even got to go to Blog Talk, you know. Just keep it all at home. Keep it all at Hip Hop Stock Exchange, you know. You want to give a little shout-out, sis? You know, do what you do.
Yeah, I want to shout out to everybody, all my friends and family in Philadelphia. And if you guys want to check me out, I'm at Twitter, at LKK. And I have a blog called Love Music Now. So check that out.
That's right. Check that out. That's what I'm talking about, sis. Let them know. That's what I'm talking about. Hip Hop Stock Exchange Radio. Get your mind right. Get your money right. We're going to finish the show off with a little more heat, man. Salute to all the indie artists that rock with us, man. If y'all don't already know, we got that new Amil mixtape, As Above, So Below, dropping Summer Solstice. Check for that. We played a lot of music earlier from that, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, King Pimba from Charlotte, North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Call up. He's on that project, too. So, you know, a lot of good music, a lot of good indie artists we're working with, a lot of good indie artists that rock with the show, man. Salute to all y'all. We love y'all, all the listeners, man. Thanks for holding us down. And we see y'all next Wednesday.
Peace out.
Get it, baby.
Check. Yeah. I mean, I really think it's about time. Let them know why. What I really mean. When I say fame, I mean fuck all my enemies.
Now they wanna act like they know me. Now they wanna act like they know me. Many niggas out here phony. Yeah, I done came up, now they all on me. Now they wanna act like they know me.
Yeah.
Now they wanna act like they know me.
Yeah.
Many niggas out here phony. Yeah, I done came up, now they all on me.
Nigga. I don't owe you niggas nothing, nigga. What you mad cause I ain't tell ya? You gon' hate what I'm gon' show you, nigga. Came up from nothing, nigga. I don't owe you niggas nothing, nigga. What you mad cause I ain't tell ya? You gon' hate what I'm gon' show you, nigga. Play lotto, don't play me. I grind hard all damn week. Strategize my every move. My bankroll so damn sweet. Her mess with my baddest bitch cause she stays down for a hustler. All you niggas was doubting me. Now you on my dick. Molding her, all I wanted was a Lamborghini. So I locked myself in the studio. Kept it real like my nigga Pop. Now they know my name like Arsenio. Yo, cut checks, I did that. Yo, connect, he know me. Compounds, but I don't spell work. I be smoked out every damn week. Shades on when I'm in the cut. I don't like to look at these fuck niggas. Green bottles of that Remy Martin. I don't drink no champagne, nigga. Black tears, my grind, nigga. Everything I work for. Fuck all of my enemies, y'all the reason I go hard for.
Now they wanna act like they know me. Now they wanna act like they know me. Many niggas out here phony. Yeah, I done came up, now they all on me. Now they wanna act like they know me. Now they wanna act like they know me. Many niggas out here phony. Yeah, I done came up, now they all on me.
I came up from nothing, nigga. I don't owe you niggas nothing, nigga. What you mad cause I ain't tell ya? You gon' hate what I'm gon' show you, nigga. Came up from nothing, nigga. I don't owe you niggas nothing, nigga. What